trendy and user friendly. I'm hoping that we can all work together to achieve all three of those. So we're gonna divide this up into three parts. First, the functional design, which will be, first we'll do individual work coming to a meeting, the conceptual design, individual work in a meeting, and then the detailed design, individual work in a meeting. So that we'll each be doing our own ideas and coming together and collaborating. Okay, we're gonna get to know each other a little bit. So, what we're gonna do is start off with, let's start off with Alina.
Alima.
Alima, sorry. we're gonna do a little tool training. So we're gonna look at that whiteboard behind you. Introduce yourself, say one thing about yourself, and then draw your favorite animal and tell us about it.
Okay. I don't know which one of these I have to bring with me. Right, so I'm supposed to draw my favorite animal. I have no drawing skills whatsoever, but let's see, introduce myself. My name is Alima Bucentini. I'm from the state of Maine in the US. I'm doing nationalism studies, blah, 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 and I have no artistic talent. A-L-I-M-A. Oh, and I guess I'm the industrial designer on this project. So let's see if I can get, here. I will draw a little turtle for you all. Not necessarily because it's my absolute favorite animal, but just that I think they're drawable. You have the pretty little shell going on. Some little eyes, happy. There you go. It's a turtle. I like the whole having a shell thing. It's quite cool. Carry your home around where you go. Quite decorative little animals. They can swim. They're very adaptable. They carry everything they need with them. And they're easy to draw. No, you can erase the turtle, it's all right. Well, see.
Thank you.
cat. Yeah. All right. That's pretty impressive.
In order to make a profit of this magnitude, we need to produce each one at a maximum of 12.50 euros. So we're selling it for twice.
I agree with having too many remotes around. My dad has a whole drawer at home of remotes for various things, and I don't know how to work half of them. What's important for me, I guess, is that it's easy to use and that there's not too many buttons. They're not too small. You need to know what you're doing. And one thing I particularly like is if you're not sort of moving it around to get it to work with the infrared, I think there's a way around that. But I know in my residence right now, the television, you sort of have to walk all around the room to get it to turn on. So it's just simpler just to just turn on the TV itself. And I think that's, if you're going to make a remote control, it should actually work for what it's doing. So. I don't know. Yeah, something that doesn't. Yeah. Could we get something that just has know, it doesn't have all the buttons that you need to program the video recorder or program other things that I'm not very coherent about, but that just has your major buttons for that work for everything. You know, volume control, on, off, channel changing. In that way. Yeah, and if you'd save the more complicated functions, maybe for separate remotes that you wouldn't need to use every day. Yeah, so I guess we have to define what we're aiming for. If it's just a television, then that it's a bit simpler because there's less buttons that would even need to be on it. Large. If you have older people or people like me that aren't very coordinated hand-eye, it's really quite important that you're not pressing a small, like teeny mobile phone size buttons, if we can help it. I'm sure we'll be busy. M2. All right.